1. London, England, late April 1810. With a nervous glance over her shoulder, to assure no one had observed her ill-advised flight from the Duke of Westfall's ballroom, Miss Jessica Brentwood hoisted the skirts of her white silk gown and dashed through the open French windows. She'd steal a few minutes of much-needed respite and return before anyone noted her absence. At least, she hoped to do so. After all, this was London, and a haute-temps event. Dozens of busybodies' tongues wagged and ears flapped, either spreading on dit or eagerly listening for a succulent tidbit to pass along to their cronies. Some claimed wealth and power the ruin of human decency. Jessica, however, believed the tongue far more destructive. As she slipped onto the terrace, the brisk night air hit her with the force of a wet towel thrown in her face. The temperature was such a drastic contrast to the overheated ballroom, and she gasped in surprise. A shiver skittered across her almost bare shoulders and slithered down her spine as she swept a wary glance about the deserted veranda and lawns. Good. No one she must avoid or offer explanations to about her hasty departure from the festivities. No one to raise a haughty eyebrow in askance. No one else to judge her. Constantly surrounded by people since she'd come to town, she simply needed a few moments alone to compose herself. Unlike the practiced and polished members of Le Beau Monde, Jessica hadn't acquired the ability to disguise her feelings and reactions behind a mask of disdainful politesse. She doubted she ever would, and she couldn't claim remorse for the deficit. Her dratted expressive eyes gave away her every thought. She might as well blab them aloud, so transparent was she. Or so her sister, now the Duchess of Sutcliffe, claimed. In point of fact, Jessica wasn't altogether positive she'd be better off if she'd been able to master such a facade anyway. Plainly put, she wasn't deceptive by nature. Her gloved hands wrapped about her shoulders to help ward off the sharp chill, she hurried forward rather than return to the crowded ballroom, with its abundance of sweaty bodies, cloying perfumes, and stifling atmosphere. Stealing a few calming minutes outdoors, gathering her equanimity and reining in her seething temper, wouldn't result in a chill or ague. Possessed of a robust constitution, she rarely suffered from illness. Wrestling her anger into submission might take more than a few minutes, truth to tell. Much more, such restrained fury simmered behind her ribs. No, she mightn't be dishonest by nature, but she did have a temper when incited. And by damn, she'd just been provoked mightily. Guilt poked her for silently swearing. Her parents would be mortified. Jessica gave a mental shrug. Sometimes an expletive was required, if only in one's thoughts, and despite being swathed in virginal hues. Even with the mansion's windows aglow, her pale gown, unfortunately similar in colour and style to those worn by every other insipid debutante present tonight, stood out in stark reprieve against the night's crisp darkness. An image of dressed-up dolls on display came to mind. Ladies on the marriage mart. Paraded before potential husbands, the Mrs. Qualifications, or lack thereof in her case, were easily attainable with a murmured request in the right ear.